Now we cross over to Turkey to speak about the bombing that had taken place in Turkey. And we joined on the line by Abid, who is currently based in Turkey. And he's going to give us information about the bombing. Abid is currently in Turkey as a freelance correspondent. We have him on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mustafa, I hope you're keeping well. I hope you, I mean, the last time we spoke were under better circumstances than this morning. And, you know, it's a really sad, a tragic morning. The entire Istanbul are waking up this morning to seeing more police and more security checkpoints and more tourist hotspots. There's an increased police presence around the city. I mean, there's a great emotions running through. I mean, we took the bus this morning, you know, to move around. We use the public transport, which is very efficient, and you could actually feel the sadness. People, you know, they can't stop talking. They can't stop. They can't believe what had happened last night. I mean, one of the busiest airports in the world was hit, and you know, this was obviously a really tragic story.
Yes. Now, Abid, you know, on a personal level, when you decided to move to Turkey sometime last year, towards the end of the year, I think you made the decision to move over. Did you ever anticipate such an eventful move?
Well, we knew it was going to be eventful, I mean, because Turkey is never a boring place. I mean, but living in South Africa is also not that boring. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen at the next robot when you drive at night. So, I mean, it's just a different form of danger and a different form of an experience. Depends, you know. But look, on a personal level, I won't lie to you, living here and fearing to go to a place is just something which I find quite uncomprehendable. I've never experienced something like this before in my life, where going to a tourist place, going, for example, to Sultan Ahmed Mosque or the Blue Mosque, taking my daughters to go and see it, is now, I've got to think 10 times before I even make that move or go to any of these tourist hotspots. And now with the airport being hit, I mean, that also is now a bit scary as well. So, you know, you don't know where to go and what to do. So, you know, it's a very difficult place and situation to be in.
What do we know about the bombing now?
Well, at the moment, the latest that has come in, there was an overnight press conference by the Prime Minister, Binali Yildirim, and he had confirmed that 36 people were killed and around 150 were injured. And of those, at least 12 are in critical condition. Three suicide bombers came to the airport. They tried to, at the international terminal, they've got a very a tight security checkpoint, and they've got an X-ray scanner, etc. So the first bomber attempted to enter, and the security guards picked him up. They pulled out their weapons, and before they could even start shooting, he detonated himself. The second bomber, who was a little bit behind him, ran onto the pavement of the international terminal section, the drop-off zone, and he opened up fire with his AK-47 at other security forces, and a shootout ensued. And within a few minutes, he also was cornered up on the street and he detonated himself. While the third suicide bomber, this was confirmed much later, he attacked the parking lot. So 36 people dead. We're still waiting for the official confirmation to see if any foreigners were involved or were any foreigners killed in the attack. We know that a few tourists were injured. But with regards to death, nothing has been confirmed as yet. There are reports coming in that Turkish Airlines staff were killed during the attack as well. But this is obviously waiting for Turkish Airlines to confirm this. I mean, the airport is a hub for Turkish Airlines. It's their main airport that they use to travel to many destinations around the world.
In terms of the nationalities of the bombers and the gunmen, do we know anything in that regard?
Well, I don't think they'll be able to. They were suicide bombers. They detonated themselves, and there's no investigations are still continuing. So we wouldn't really know what nationalities they were now. But obviously, once the forensic team clears up the scene, video footage is viewed to see where they come from. If you can get any type of images of them, At this moment, nothing concrete, but the PM has confirmed, and he says that the security forces, after a preliminary investigation, say that the entire attack has all the hallmarks of ISIS. He's pointed all his fingers towards ISIS, and saying that this is definitely an attack by the terror group ISIS.
In terms of you know, what you've been able to gauge on the ground, how volatile is Turkey with the bombing? Obviously, that indicates to us what the situation is. But from your own experience, the various supporters for various causes, different political parties, what have you been able to gauge in that regard?
Well, with regards to that, you don't really see nothing at all, because Turkey is a very strict country when it comes to things like this. I mean, they're not going to mess around or beat around the bush. If you're seen as supporting ISIS or saying something pro-ISIS, you'll be arrested within an hour, and we won't see you again. I mean, also, if you have any type of relation or any type of a relation to the, or speak pro-PKK, the Kurdish militants, you know, Turkey considers them as a terrorist group as well. But if you pro in any way within an hour, you'll be arrested and we won't see you again. So
the line dropping on us with Abid giving us interesting insight on the situation in Turkey. We're going to try and get hold of him again to chat to him about the Turkey bombing, as was outlined. And the news that has come through, that we know that more than 30 people have lost their lives. In fact, Al Jazeera reporting 36 people that have been killed. Istanbul's Atatürk Airport, which is one of the world's leading airports, one of the airports that I visited twice. And you know, when you've been to a place and then it comes up in the news, it's, it becomes more of a closer issue, considering that you know that I was there not too long ago, and this is the current situation. So this is what has now unfolded. What happens in the next few days, it remains to be seen. How will the Turkish government respond to this? Will they be able to root out this problem that they're facing? We knew it was coming. We've seen the signs that Turkey was going to be the next target. When we seen what happened in Syria and in Iraq, and at that point, immediately, the speculation and all indication was that the next target is Turkey. Turkey is going to be brought into chaos, like what has happened in Syria and other countries. And so it was. That is how things have unfolded. That's where we're going to go for a short break, and we'll try to get Abid. If we're able to get back, get him back online, we will chat to him.
I can hear you, Mufisab. Okay.
Yes, where are you at the moment? Are you somewhere in the town of Istanbul?
Yes, I am in Istanbul at the moment. I live in Istanbul as well, so I'm not going to be going anywhere away from Istanbul anytime soon. I'm just going to add on what I was telling you earlier on before the Kremlins got into the communication. Basically the situation is this is a political situation. So if you're seen as being sympathetic to any of the terror groups, you will be arrested and you will be sent away. And so Turkey governments are very strict with regards to issues like this. So you won't really see an open following of anything. Political parties, yes, with regards to opposition to government, political parties, CHP against the AK Party, etc. You're going to see that type of stuff. That's all fine. But with regards to all other support, you're not going to see nothing like that at all.
In terms of, you know, the mood in Istanbul this morning, have you been able to gauge the somber mood? What are people, are there groups of people that are now continuing with their daily life, going to work, or has Istanbul sort of come to a halt?
Look, one thing that really shocks me about this place, and look, when I've been here just over 2 months now, and this is the second bombing that I've experienced in Istanbul, and the first bombing happened in Fatih, in Veznesia, in the district of Fatih, last month, and it took the city not even 2 weeks. The area around Fatih took 2 weeks to recover, while Istanbul was back on its feet and moving as normal. The attack at the airport was a much bigger attack this morning, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation. When I got onto the bus, this morning, and you could actually feel it. I mean, the people were scared, people were emotional. You could see this bombing really knocked the people. I mean, the president, Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in a statement last night when he addressed media, he said that this is not only an attack on the airport, but an attack on Turkey's 79 million citizens. And when I seen people's faces this morning, I knew exactly what he meant. People really felt it. I mean, there's also not only with the local Turks, but also with foreigners, expats that are living here, like myself, like a lot of my colleagues, a lot of people that I know, expats that are here. People are quite frantic. They're scared. A lot of I have some colleagues who are coming this week. They want to fly back to their various countries for Eid for next week, and they are afraid now. They don't know whether to fly from Atatürk or to go to Sevilla, Gökhan Airport on the European, on the Asian side of Istanbul. So there's this, you know, people are afraid. This is something we haven't experienced before. I mean, the airport getting hit. So people, look, the lives are carrying on like normal. People are back to work. Everything's back to normal. Shops are open. Everything's back to running like normal. Taxis are.
Well, that's where we're going to leave it with Abid, the line cutting in once again. We appreciate his time on Radio Islam, giving us first-hand information as he's based in Istanbul. That's where we bring the program to the close for this morning. Jazakumullah khair for tuning in, and we'll be back with you tomorrow for the last, in fact, today's the last Wednesday edition of Sabah al-Muslim for the month of Ramadan.